Good morning. Today is May the 15th, 2026, Friday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, this morning, turn with me into the book of Psalm, Psalm chapter 27. We'd like to share just two verses with you this morning. Beginning in verse number 4, David writes, "One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock." May God this morning bless the reading of his word. Beloved, David sharing these thoughts of trust and thoughts of peace and thoughts of confidence that he has in his Lord and his God. For he says in verse 4, one thing he says, "I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." What a powerful statement. What a powerful truth, beloved, that you and I today as believers need steadfast and firm and concreted within our own Christian hearts, knowing that our deepest desire is that to be with the Lord and to trust the Lord in all things, to be sure and have that confidence in everything that may come against us, everything that we may attempt to do in life, that we have the assurance, just as David had the assurance, of knowing that Christ is with us in all that we do, and we may dwell in his house, may dwell in his presence, the word says. David continues and says, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. To have the opportunity, David speaks of, to be in the presence of God, to worship and to praise God in his temple, in his presence each and every day of our life. Beloved, David continues in verse number 5. He says, for in the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me. So many times in our life, we find ourselves withdrawn from the actions and the problems and the tribulations and trials that we have in our life in this world. You know, there's no greater place to withdraw than to know that we can be concealed in the will and the way and the truth of the Lord. The Lord desires, according to his word, beloved, that we draw to him, that we come to him for the needs and the burdens and the petitions. He, in fact, tells us in his word to come boldly unto me and leave your prayer and petitions with me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We need to understand, just as David understands in these words, our Lord, a way that our hearts can be settled and our spirits can be comforted each day, no matter what the trial, no matter what the situation may come against us in our life. David says, he will lift me up on a rock. Placing us, you and I today, beloved, on solid rock, on the knowledge of knowing that what we stand on shall not move, it shall not waver, that what we stand on is a solid rock, the word, the truth, and the power of a mighty and a righteous God. I trust today that you are standing on that rock today. I trust that you have placed your confidence and your hope this day on this Friday, completely and firmly and surely steadfastly in the hands of the Lord. So anything that may come against you today, that God may have his hand on you, so that God may bless and protect you, and so that you may conceal within his temple, just as David writes, so you may be able to trust the Lord through it and let God walk with you, as his word promises he will, that he will walk with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He'll always be there. Today, we need that confidence in this crazy, chaotic, and sin-cursed world. We need the confidence of knowing that our Lord Jesus is always there with us, and we can always know that we can stand within his will, his way, and under his might. I would ask you this morning, if you will, just to bow your heads with me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's seek the Lord God for the strength in our life today, beloved, that we need so much. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And God, we thank you, Father, for these words from the pen of David. Lord, we'd ask you to give us the same strength. We'd ask you, Father, to bestow in us, in our spirits, God, the hope and the power and the grace and the steadfastness, God, that David speaks of. Lord, you are our rock. Lord, today you are our strong tower. Lord, today you are our hope everlasting. And Father, may we each day, in every circumstance that comes before us, Lord, may we be faith-filled, Lord, so that we may not waver, so we may not fall. Lord, I would ask today that through your strength and through your power and your might, Lord, that you may undergirth us, you may give us the strength that we need, Father, no matter what the situation. Lord, we would ask you to give us the words that we need. Lord, give us the words of understanding. Lord, give us the truth in our heart and our lips, God, that we may speak to that one, Father, to someone else, Father, that may not have this strength, that may not have a relationship with you, Father, today. May you undergirth us, Father, and may you as well allow us to have that boldness in spirit, Father, today, so that each and every day, Father, we may have your witness on our tongue, and we may have your joy and your peace and your comfort, God, steadfastly in our hearts. Father, I would pray surely today for those that are sick, those that are shut in, God, those that we know of, Father, this very day are going into surgery, Father. We would ask you to touch and bless them. We'd ask you to comfort them. We'd ask you to protect them, Father. Lord, we'd ask you that you would just guide the surgeon's hands, Father, as they prepare for this surgery. May there be a full and a complete recovery, Father, in each and every one today, Father, that are going into surgery. Father, we would ask you today just to be with those that are in the hospital, Father, today that we know that are very sick. We'd ask you to comfort them, Lord. We'd ask you, God, to be with their families. Give peace and understanding in this truth, God, upon the families' hearts. Lord, may we each day, God, just draw close to you, Father, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation is, God, for we know that you are our strength. We know that you are our power, God, and we know, Father, that you are our hope truly and forever, God, in our hearts. Father, I would pray for each and every listener today, God, that you would just touch and bless them. Lord, I'd ask you to be with them throughout the needs that they have in their lives. Father, I would pray for their finances, Lord. I would pray, God, today for their health. Lord, I would pray today, God, that they may, just as us, this day, be faithful to pray for this ministry, that we may trust you, Father, in all things, that there may be nothing, Father, within our own hearts today that would hinder you using us and working in us, God, in a great and a mighty way. Not because of anything, Father, that we are worthy of or we deserve, but because of who you are, Lord God, because you are our Lord. And Father, today we do place our trust and our faith firm and steadfastly, Father, within your hand. Father, have your right of way, have your will, and always have your peace settled within us. For today we come and we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.